Bava Basra, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches, 8-8, the last of the Perik, and really, by and large, it's like a repeat of the previous Mishnah, with one exception at the end. We're just going to say how in the previous Mishnah, we're talking about how it works if there are boys, and we're focused on the boys who are the heirs. Now our Mishnah here is what it says, what happens if there are no boys? It's only girls, only daughters. So how does that work? And the answer is basically it works exactly the same. Hiniach banos gadolos sukatanos. If a father leaves no sons, but he has daughters, and there are older daughters and younger daughters, Eina gadolus misparnasos al hakatanos, velo hakatanos nizonos al hagadolus. The older, once the father dies, the older daughters, even if they need fancier clothing, too bad, they can't get more than their fair share of the Yerusha. And similarly, the younger girls who need more expensive food can't get fed extra, just they need it, at the expense of the other ones. Ela chokos b'shava. Rather, the allocation of the estate is done exactly equally. Each daughter, if there are four daughters, gets one quarter, and it has to be true up, keep receipts, figured out. Nasu gadolos, yusu katanos. If the older daughters had weddings after the father died and it was paid for by the estate, so then the younger ones also need to be paid for the same way. Again, so it's totally fair, dollar for dollar. So again, if after the father dies, before they allocate the money, the two older daughters get married, 100,000 shekels on their weddings, so you have to set aside 100,000 shekels for the younger girls' weddings and then divide the rest of the estate equally amongst the girls. Now, the next line of the Mishnah, like in the previous Mishnah, is like a new case. What happens if the older daughters got married with fancy weddings prior to the father's death, and now they're like, let's say, two younger daughters who aren't yet married, who are now getting inheritance, and they say, listen, we want to get fancy weddings like our older sisters did. So the Mishnah will say, once again, that's too bad, says the Mishnah. Vim amru katanos, if the younger girls who weren't yet married when the father died, say, hare anunosos kaderech she'atem, she'nasatem atem, we want to get married in the same way you girls got married, you older sisters got married, meaning with a fancy wedding like you got. Ein shomen lehen. No, we don't listen to them. Rather, again, we divide the estate equally amongst the four girls, and what was given in the past was given in the past, and that's that. Now, the last part of our Mishnah is a little misleading. We're going to say there is one difference in the way we deal with younger girls if they have older brothers or if they don't have older brothers. Okay? It sounds from the Mishnah as if, kind of sounds like, that what we're saying is sort of a sequitur, a consequence, a follow-on of what we said previously, but it isn't really. It's just like really a kind of a new din all to itself, which we're going to point out. There's one in which the treatment of younger girls differs if they have older brothers or if they don't. And that difference is going to be based on this issue which I mentioned once before, and we're going to discuss it in the next Mishnah at greater length. There's a din de Rabbanan, a takanas chachamim, that when a woman gets married, in the Ksuba, one of the conditions of the Ksuba is that the husband has to support her daughters until they become gadolos, technically bogros, so technically 12 and a half years old, or get married. So until then, the father or the father's estate has to support these young girls, and that comes ahead of any considerations of Yerusha. Okay, so that means, let's say, for example, a man has two boys and two girls, and he dies, and he has one apartment. So what are they going to do? The Bezdin will get involved. They'll take the apartment, they'll rent it out, and this, the rent they collect, that 1,000 shekels a month rent, they'll give 500 to each of the girls to help support them, and the boys, they have to go knocking on doors to collect tzedakah. So our Mishnah is going to point out that if it's two boys and two girls, if it's two married boys and two unmarried younger girls, so then the younger girls get everything to support them. Whereas if it's two older married girls and two younger unmarried girls, that's just the four of them are the only children, they're all the heirs. So then the younger girls do not get special treatment, meaning in the case I gave before, the apartment's rented out, they collect 1,000 shekels, and they give the 1,000 shekels equally to four in four directions. Each of the girls get 250, both the unmarried young ones as well as the married older ones. Okay? So that's the Mishnah says inside. It says, Zechomer Babanos Mibabanim. The following is a stricture that applies to with girls as opposed to boys, shehabanos nizonos al habanim, that the girls, again, these are unmarried, under 12 and a half girls that are left orphaned from their father dying, they're supported ahead of their brothers, like I described before, vein nizonos al habanos, but they're not supported ahead of their sisters. So, and again, support means everything. It means food, it means clothing, it means medical attention, it means housing, everything that they need to live. So there's no special support for girls over their other older sisters. Okay, with that we finish the 8th parak, Baruch Hashem of Bava Basra, and head on to the 9th parak.